My name is Alex, and I'm on the stewardship committee, and I'm a UU. And I think I've been a UU all my life. I just didn't know it until about 8 years ago, although there were a few clues along the way. I might have found out earlier, although I had a pretty scary church encounter when I was about 10 or 11. When I was a child, my parents didn't really speak much about religion in our household. I'm not even sure I know what my dad's beliefs were. I think he was an atheist, possibly an agnostic. And my mother was raised a Catholic. But being a public health nurse and working in family planning, she didn't see eye to eye with the Pope and hadn't been to church in a long time. So when a friend of mine invited me to go to church with her, I went. And I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be for me to get out of that situation. They were pretty interested in getting more people to attend and pretty aggressive about that. And I didn't have the language or the skill set to really talk about my feelings. So finally, my mom rescued me from that situation. But that experience taught me two things. I'm definitely not a Baptist. And I need to be a little more careful when picking a religion. So when at 18, my boyfriend and I thought we wanted to get married, his parents wanted us to get married in their church. So we went and inquired about that and what we needed to do. And when they told me we would have to give them our firstborn, I mean, promise to raise our children in that religion, I wasn't really comfortable making that commitment for somebody else, even though children weren't on the horizon for years to come. So my mom, understanding my concerns, suggested we go to the university church, the University UU Church in Champaign-Urbana. She had worked with the minister there on several social and public health issues and really admired both him and the church in general. And so when I went in to speak with him and I saw the RE program and how they taught children about different religions and were very open to discussions and letting people grow spiritually, I said, well, this would be really a great place when I'm ready for a church. So I tucked that away in the back of my head. And then as we were figuring what kind of music we wanted to play, my dad really wanted the pianist to play Imagine by John Lennon. And while the pianist was really worried about playing that in the church, the UU minister was not. So it wasn't years later when Akilah was born. And although that first marriage didn't last, my memories of that experience did. So after Akilah was born, I thought it was really time for me to start my search. Before I had begun that process, my husband Forrest, Akilah, and I went to Boston for a visit. And when we arrived there and got into the hotel room, my husband and my daughter took a nap, but I was pretty excited to tour the city. So I decided to go on a little walk, and right across the street from the hotel was a UU church with Tiffany windows. I think it was the Arlington Street Church. And so I went in and I took the little pamphlet and I walked around and I read about the UU principles and said to myself, there is a church for me. There's a church that believes what I believe. So I rushed back to the hotel room and woke my husband up and told him that. When we came back to Sarasota, we visited this church and spoke with Don, who was minister at that time. And we've been members ever since. And one of the really special things, as well, I was writing this down, my daughter said, what are you doing? I see you've got my name in here a lot. And I said, well, I was writing about how we came to go to the church we go to, and that I'm very fortunate that they talk to you about other religions so that as you grow up, you'll be able to make sure you have the right choice for yourself. And she says, but Mom, I am what I want to be. I'm a UU. And so while we haven't had as much time to get involved with the committees and the events as we'd like to, working full-time and with the homework load she has, we really enjoy this special community, and it's very important to us. And especially in this time when there's such hateful rhetoric and intolerance out there, it's all the more important to keep our community strong and vital. So when I was asked to be on the stewardship committee, I knew I had to do all I could at my part to continue that and help us write the best chapter we can with our new minister coming on board. And I hope as we begin this pledge drive, you'll feel that same way and help us in that endeavor. Thank you very much.